This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning again, everybody, and welcome to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, your host, and glad you're with us as we start out bracing ourselves for this cold weather that's coming in. But let's forget about the weather and talk about some warmer parts of our lives. Joe McKenzie, he is the founder of Ripple Connects and co-host of New Beginnings. We're talking about making a difference in your career life. You can reach him at rippleconnects.com, 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. Excited to talk to you about career growth as we finish up the year 2021. And that's the title of our chat this week, Resolving to Focus on Your Career Growth in 2021. Now, it's the beginning of the fourth quarter. And why now are we looking at 2021, Joe McKenzie?
I think this goes for most years, but I think this year, Freddie, with the COVID and all the economic conditions that are changing the way we do business, I do think we need to invest in ourselves. We need to invest in growth and be ready to leap into action and consider the fourth quarter of 2020 as New Year's Eve of, 2021. It's really an opportune time for people to embrace it, be ready for it, and to leap into action well before the clock strikes midnight on January 1st, 2021, because of everything that we've gone through in the last 10, 11 months here.
Well, it's an interesting term, the New Year's Eve of 2021.
Yeah, that's the fourth quarter of 2020. Yep.
Wow, that's interesting. So in looking at, considering this being New Year's Eve then, using your terminology, What are some of the things that we need to be focusing on right now if we're looking to expand our career?
Well, let's first and foremost look at where we're at in our careers. Look at what challenges that we face in our jobs, in our industries, in our companies, as a country. I do think we have to be able to pivot quickly. And if we don't know what to pivot to, then we're not going to be as efficient or effective. And what I mean by that is many people are looking at their roles differently. I run a nonprofit here in the Twin Cities, and I know there's a lot of headwinds. There's donor fatigue. There's foundations are stretched because of a lot of different needs in the area. Well, I needed to take a look at how I set up my fundraising and going forward in the next year, and I've already sat through a virtual seminar from the West Coast on sponsorship, corporate sponsorship, different when we're talking about, many of the activities that a lot of the nonprofit professionals do, but that only helps me to better capture and really be ready for that challenging year of 2021. I'm actually excited more now because I've gotten this growth mindset mode, Freddie, for 2021, because now I can start putting things into place in this fourth quarter in regards for next year and hoping to grow and expand the reach of where I'm at.
Interesting. I know as we were looking at the brink of a brand new decade, 2020, there were a lot of high hopes, and then 2020 came along and all of a sudden we were smacked in the face with coronavirus, and this year has been like none that we've seen in modern history. So how do we keep the growth top of mind as we go into 2021 with COVID-19 and so many different things, the impact of whatever the election results will be? How do we keep this growth top of mind, Joe McKenzie?
Well, if anybody has a crystal ball and knows exactly what the end of 2021 looks like, more power to them. But seriously, most people don't know what the end of 2021 looks like as far as economic conditions or individual industry sector. We can't wait to see. We have to leap into action for our own professional growth, for the good of ourselves professionally, as well as the impacts that we can bring our companies. I know that sitting through that seminar here last week with people from all over the world, or excuse me, all over the country, learning more about some of the challenges only helped me to define some of the challenges here in the Twin Cities and what are some of the steps that I can take. That is probably the biggest thing that people have to keep in mind. We don't know what the end of the year is going to look like. We don't know some of the new challenges that are going to be thrown at us. We have to keep growth mindset. You know, we talk about the pivot. Pivot here, pivot to do this. Well, if you don't know what to pivot to and you're just grasping, that's not as effective as knowing what you have up your sleeve or what you have in your bag of tricks or whatever you want to call it, Freddie. If you don't know what to pivot to, well, that's your own shortcoming. You need to be ready for just about anything in our jobs because we don't know what's coming at us. So that growth mindset, because of the conditions we're in and we don't know what it's going to look like, it's unprecedented times for a reason because of the contractions in so many industry sectors, Freddie. We see the airline industry laying off countless amount of people. We see the tourism industry and restaurant industry in the Twin Cities because of cold weather. Well, that landscape will change once again. We have to be ready. And if that is not enough to be leap into action and take the initiative, I don't know what is.
How do you get the energy back? We had a lot of people who will tell you that the wind has been taken out of their sails. They've seen family members. They've seen coworkers who have really suffered through the pandemic. And so how do we gear up again for another new year when we're faced with all these real difficulties that no one had ever planned on?
Embrace the things that are out of our control and do something that take the steps that are in your control. And that is resolve to focus on your own professional growth, your career growth in 2021. What happens in the election? What happens with the COVID-19 virus? What happens with industry sectors that are impacted? There's little or no control that we have. We just have to be ready to adapt, but also adapting meaning maybe doing something different. And how do you get that energy back? Well, through all this, the last several months where we've seen a lot of pain, we've also seen a lot of progress. And we've seen industries that have become more efficient, technologies that have become more prevalent and how we get things done. I think the energy comes with knowing that at the end of this, our country, our industries may be better off for it because of the adaptions and the pivots we have to make. Yes, there's pain. There's no doubt it. I've been directly impacted. I have family members, siblings that have, I've seen one of my siblings' restaurant close. That's painful. He loved that job. Well, where does he go from here? I don't quite have the answer, but I know that what's next for him is an exciting chapter in his book. So knowing that we've made progress, we're adapting, new technologies are coming on board, I think that's where we derive our energy. What are your thoughts, Freddie? You've seen it firsthand with a lot of different people in your life.
Well, I think you plan. You keep planning. I think a lot of people are getting stymied, that they're not making plans, but you have to plan as if you're going to make it through because we have no choice but to make it through. And without that plan, nothing happens, which leads me to my next question. Can you outline some actionable steps that we can take even this week to set us up for growth in 2021, maybe putting together a plan of action of some sort?
Absolutely. And that goes with knowing what challenges that you're up against now. What do you anticipate the challenges to be that could come down the pike? And what are the challenges that may not, haven't even shown themselves yet? And that's how you plan. And we have to get out of our heads. We can't sit there and think, what can I do and then take action? Collaboration in this world, in our industries, in our families, in our faith organizations, in our communities, is what is a simple step you can take. The fact is that I sat with people from all over the country and we went into breakout sessions and talked about these challenges that are in front of us, either in the nonprofit sector or the small business sector. that helped me to understand some of the real challenges that are happening in other parts of the country that may not be coming here. But it also helps me to anticipate collaboration, get out of our heads, knowing that we don't have it all figured out. We don't see all the challenges that could hit, but together, speaking with people, knowing what those challenges are, can only set up our plan, Freddie, to go forward with some, you know, actionable steps that I'll talk about next week. Do you agree with that concept that we need to be collaborating, not just internalizing what we're seeing?
Exactly. We need to expand our vision. And when that vision expands, we all tend to grow.
Correct.
Joe, you do some fine work at Ripple Connect, sir.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
And we'll be right back with more.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. Our weekend show continues entitled New Beginnings, and we really appreciate you being with us. You can find our show online at freddiebell.com if you missed any portion of it. Each show for the last several years is right there just for you to listen on demand. As we talk a little bit about health and wellness and finance in this segment, there is a biotechnology startup called Konaku that is trying to develop robots that could sniff out COVID-19 infections faster than conventional testing. The technology fuses neurons with a silicon chip to create a smell cyborg capable of detecting scents ranging from explosives to pathogens.
Clinacou's first clinical trial is examining samples from patients tested for COVID-19 to see how well the SmellBot detects the virus compared with traditional methods. Small internal trials have demonstrated that it can accurately detect the presence of influenza A. Their goal is to have a device that merges synthetic biology with silicon and maps of all the smells of human life on a global scale. The ultimate goal is to have a device in every home in America to screen for diseases. Pathogens produce unique, volatile organic compounds, scent fingerprints of a sort, released by ailing cells. These signature smells are the same biological clues that allow dogs to sniff out dozens of diseases. Some researchers have suggested that using dogs could be cheaper, faster, and even potentially more effective in screening for the disease than methods including temperature checks, nasal swabs, and saliva. In July, German researchers showed trained dogs were able to distinguish between saliva sampled from people infected with the virus and those who were not more than 90% of the time. Clinacou's device, the Clinacou, is slightly smaller than a Frisbee and resembles a flying saucer. When the proteins in its chip bind to a scent it has been programmed to detect, cells amplify and processes those signals with help from machine learning, and the device lights up. They know that this device can smell explosives, but they want to have it to pick up organic compounds in human breath to say yes or no, does this person have SARS or COVID-2. It's a game-changing device if it proves to be valid, and we'll keep you updated on what we find out as well. Now let's turn our attention to talking about your home. When you're house hunting, the price of homeowners insurance probably isn't the top of mind, but homes with hidden risk can make getting coverage difficult, expensive, or both. Learning how to identify them could save you a lot of money. And if you don't like saving money, we don't need to be talking with you today. This could be a particularly important concern for first-time home buyers and those moving from cities to suburban or rural areas who may not be aware of common hazards. That, according to Jennifer Naughton, she's a risk consultant officer for Insure North America for Chubb. A homeowner's insurance premium can depend in part on distance to the nearest fire hydrant and fire station, she says. Homes that are on narrow roads or otherwise difficult for fire trucks to access also could be more expensive to insure. She says if they have to cross over a bridge, it's not only a consideration of can a car go over that bridge, but also can a fire engine go over that same overpass. Some homes are at a such high risk of wildfires and severe weather that private companies just won't insure them. And without insurance, you can't get a mortgage, so you need to turn to costly state-run risk pools. Talking to the neighbors and a local insurance agent can give you a better idea of what costs you might face. And getting coverage for an older house with outdated wiring, heating systems, or plumbing can be a challenge as well because of the risk of fire or water damage, which costs insurers and homeowners billions of dollars every year. Home buyers may be able to lower their insurance costs by updating those systems or by installing water sensors or a whole house monitoring system, which can range from $600 to several $1,000s a year, she says. Flood risk is also a concern. Flooding isn't covered by regular homeowners insurance policies, and typically only homes at the highest risk zones are required by mortgage lenders to buy special flood policies. But the federal government's flood maps may understate the risk to many properties. Again, talking to the neighbors and a local insurance agent can help you to determine the potential cost. The U.S. Geological Survey said 16 states are at high risk for a damaging earthquake in the next half century. Luckily, Minnesota isn't in that list. They do include Alaska, Arkansas, California, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah. Washington and Wyoming are also on that list. And earthquakes are another hazard excluded from homeowner policies, although some private insurers do offer coverage. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, reminding you that you can join us each week right here on your favorite radio station. And if you miss any of our programs, you can go online to freddiebell.com, click on New Beginnings, and it'll take you to our podcast, and you can listen at your leisure, or, as is said today, you can listen on demand. I'm Freddie Bell. You can reach me at 888-639-9738. And our program continues right now.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
I happen to be a possibility thinker because I know that I can reach my goals and overcome any challenge. That's our point of focus, confidence. I'm not discouraged by what seems to be lack or limitation in my life. At one time in history, no one believed that a person could run faster than a 4-minute mile. It was implausible to imagine that a man would ever walk on the moon, let alone a black man become president of the United States. In the past, I've overcome obstacles even when I couldn't see a clear path to my success. I've met my goals and objectives because I knew in my heart that I could, and I know that some of you share that same thought. When you hold on to this kind of confidence, hope replaces doubt, and your mind sees a new dawn. If I'm ever in doubt, I simply re-energize my confidence because I know that everything works out well. If you'd like to learn more, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
Hi, everybody. Before we step aside to go to our next segment on New Beginnings, it's always a pleasure. And we do want to let you know that we do enjoy bringing you the program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. If you'd like more information about any of the programs that you hear from our experts and our list of people who are directly involved in the work that we share with you at New Beginnings, we invite you to call me at 888-639-9738. Now, you didn't know that telephone number was going to come at you so quickly. Here's that number once again, 888-639-9738. Also, you can go to my webpage. It's simply Freddie Bell, F-R-E-D-D-I-E-B-E-L-L, freddiebell.com, and click on the radio page, and it'll take you to New Beginnings. And there you can find this week's program and programs actually for the last 5 years. You can find that information right there on our website, simply freddiebell.com. Here's the telephone number again, 888-639-9738. There are many people like me who don't have a problem just picking up the telephone and calling. If you'd like to email me, it's simply freddie@freddiebell.com. F-R-E-D-D-I-E. Freddie@freddiebell.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if there are topics that you'd like for us to discuss that you haven't heard yet on New Beginnings, we'd love to entertain that thought. Still to come, we have more great information for you as we continue our program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. Again, freddiebell.com, the telephone number 888-639-9738. We always enjoy hearing from you, and thank you for making New Beginnings a point at listening each week. Right here.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning. You are listening to New Beginnings, and with us right now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis with our 4-minute reset. Good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. It's my pleasure to be here, and it's my pleasure to offer this 4-minute reset. So let us begin like we always begin, and that is simply by taking a slow, deep breath. That's right. Everybody, fill up your lungs as much as you can, breathing in deeply and exhaling out slowly. And the next breath you take, that inhale and that exhale, let yourself even be, make a sound with it. Really push out that exhale. That's right. Whew. Breathe it in deeply. And out again. And why not allow yourself the opportunity to just play with your breath a little bit and see what it feels like to become animated with it, to actually let it come alive, to really connect to it and recognize this power within you, the power of your breath and how it can help you transform a moment and move you from one state to another. And what I mean about that is by using this time to connect to your breath and understanding how it affects your body, how it can help you create tension in the muscles by holding on to it or allowing the muscles to become more relaxed and softer simply by blowing out. You can do this while you're doing any other activity, whether it be driving, perhaps washing the dishes, tending to someone else. You can use your breath. It is available to you all the time, in any given moment. And it really does become a transformative resource, a tool. And we know that the most successful people, and I'm talking about successful at doing life well, emotionally intelligent people, are those who use many different tools and who remember to use them in those moments where they are meeting a challenge. And your breath is one of the greatest tools that you could become more familiar with. So using it during this time, very consciously, very directedly, breathing in again, filling up your lungs so deeply, so totally, so fully, and then breathing out and just feeling your entire body exhale. The entirety of your full body, all of your cells, everything just emptying. And on your next inhale in, filling those cells up with air and oxygen and just renewing resources and feeling how that changes how you feel when you allow it to, when you become present to this power. And my invitation beyond these 4 minutes is for each and every one of you to remember this powerful tool of using your breath today, of creating a different feeling in your body. And when you create a different feeling in your body, how does that affect the emotional feeling that you've been carrying with you and how it benefits you in moving more boldly forward in this particular moment and all throughout your day? So thank you so much for being here with me for your 4-minute reset. I wish you all a beautiful day.
With Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And with me right now, we turn our attention to a collaborative partner with AARP Minnesota. We're welcoming Carmen Carruthers. She's the Outreach Director for the Citizens Utility Board of Minnesota, and we're talking about energy. And October is Energy Awareness Month. Good morning, Carmen, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. So tell us about the collaboration with AARP and the Citizens Utility Board of Minnesota as we go into October with it being Energy Awareness Month?
Yes, we're really pleased to be partnering with AARP on a number of events this month. We have arranged two different educational events, one of which has already happened. And then by the time listeners hear this, another one would have, but two in the future that they can take advantage of. Wow. So just on October 6th, we did a presentation virtually on prepping for winter. So giving a lot of tips and advice of how to get ready for the upcoming winter, how to stay comfortable and save money along the way. Wow. And then October 13th, we held a free energy bill consultation session where folks could call in with their energy bills and we would go over them with them and give them specific tips to try to reduce their energy usage.
So if our listeners have missed those two opportunities, is there a way to get some details and some help on those two aspects of their energy bill or the opportunities to save money when it comes to consuming energy?
Definitely. So the presentation we did on October 6th will be, it was recorded, so it'll be available on AARP Minnesota's website for people to view and to share with others. And then the bill consultations that we did on the 13th, we're also doing them on October 27th from 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. And so folks can go to the AARP website or our website, which is www.cubminnesota.org, and register for that. It takes just 30 minutes, and the average household saves $150 if they follow our suggestions. We've been tracking our impact over time, so we think it's a great use of 30 minutes to get some good energy-saving tips.
Interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Carmen Carruthers. She's the Outreach Director for the Citizens Utility Board of Minnesota. So coming up, is it really difficult to save energy? Is it a mindset or is it an activity set?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, it's a little bit of both. And then one thing I do want to acknowledge, like, you know, we're in some unusual times with COVID and most households are spending more time at home than they typically do. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit more challenging now to try to reduce our bills than say it would have been a year ago. So we're trying to concentrate on just helping people understand it needs to be this balance between comfort and energy savings. People need to stay comfortable, they need to stay healthy, but where you can take opportunities to reduce your usage, try to do those because most of them are pretty straightforward and simple. So for example, our number one recommendation is adjusting your thermostat throughout the day. So for example, the Department of Energy recommends it being set at 68 degrees, you know, during the colder months for when your heat turns on. And then you can reduce it up to 10 degrees when you're away or overnight. So in times like these where we're home a lot more, you probably don't have as many opportunities to turn it down during the day, but take advantage of those nighttime opportunities and adjust it a degree or two at a time to find that sweet spot of what's comfortable but still saving you some energy and money.
And quilts are a really good friend during the wintertime. October 20th, you've got another big event coming up. Can you tell us about that briefly?
Yeah, so that is going to be a more of like a special interest program where we're going to be talking about the future of energy and how it will impact consumers and actually how consumers can impact the future of energy too. For those of you who have been traveling around the state, in recent years, you've probably noticed a lot more solar panels and wind turbines out. And there's a big shift now towards renewable energy. And so we're going to discuss like how this transition is going to provide new opportunities for consumers and how we can work to adjust our behaviors to support this transition and keep our energy prices reasonable.
Well, that's really exciting information. And I know that some of our listeners may have missed the information websites or telephone numbers. Can you share that with us along with the final thought this morning?
Yes. When we talk about the future of energy, we are going to include some winter saving tips as well. So we encourage you to tune in for both of those topics on the 20th. You can get more information about the presentation at cubminnesota.org. So it's C-U-B and then Minnesota spelt out .org. You can also reach out to me directly at 651-300-4701 extension 2. And anybody who has any questions or concerns about their utility bills, we welcome you to reach out, and we can help you hook up with different resources that can address your questions and your concerns.
All right. And there's also a link at AARP.org/Minnesota, and that takes you right to where you can find Carmen and her team. Can't thank you enough for being with us this morning on New Beginnings.
Thank you very much.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Right now, we turn our attention to the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, where we have the opportunity to talk with this property manager, Kitty Harris. Their address is 1015 4th Avenue North. If you'd like to reach Kitty by phone, you can at 612-344-2221. Kitty, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Unbelievable. I mean, I'm shivering because that chill is in the air, but I know that chill means a lot of wonderful things. And really taking care of our health. And you're doing that at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center because you have something special for people who are really trying to take care of their health this fall.
Yes, our wonderful partner, North Point Health and Wellness, operates a clinic that specializes in servicing older adults. And they are housed on our second floor. And this is one of three locations that they have in North Minneapolis. And they are now offering a flu shot clinic for people in North Minneapolis and the surrounding areas to come in and get their flu shot, social distance as well. People can also make appointments to get their flu shots by calling 612-543-2500. That's the direct number to our clinic. And so we're excited. We know a lot of North Point has been offering COVID testing from the beginning of this pandemic. But now as we roll into flu season, they are making the service available for the community as well.
Wow. So what's required if someone listening today would like to get a flu shot?
The only thing they would need to do is just to call and set up a time that they could come in. We have walk-in hours various days throughout the week, so they just want to check what days they are. And North Point takes all insurance, but they also have a sliding fee scale for those patients who do not have insurance. And so people, again, can call 612-543-2500 and get more information. And if they aren't able to come over to the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, North Point does also have, as well as on Broadway, right across from Cub.
All right, everybody, we're talking with Kitty Harris. She's a property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And we're talking about flu shots. So is there an age requirement? I know that you cater to older people in our community, but who can come to get a flu shot?
There isn't an age requirement per se. North Point does see patients 40 plus. So we do see a lot of times that we're seeing our older adults come in and get them. But we also have been working with businesses. So like on site, we have Grace Hospice Home Health on there. And so we were able to issue flu shots to all of their staff that go out into the community. So we're also able to do that where we can have organizations come in or schedule for their employees to come in, and we can set that up. And it, with the way that everything is going right now, it really is up to the individual on if they want to get a flu shot. But we do serve 40 plus, but there have been times where we've let our 25 and up employees get those flu shots over there as well. Because the biggest thing is we want to make sure that if people want to get them, that we are making them available for the community.
All right. You're talking about flu shots. Will Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center ever be a center for COVID-19 testing?
We have not been approached with that opportunity as of yet. We would certainly welcome that if there was a community partner that needed us to provide that space. Like I said, North Point, one of our on-site partners, has been a testing site at their Penn location. And they've also brought over testing availability for our residents on site at Thomas T. Bikini Banner and at Heritage Commons. But if there was a clinic that needed to have that space, we would certainly make it available, and we would get that information out to the community as soon as we were housing that.
All right. That's Kitty Harris, the property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. If you'd like more information, you can reach her at 612-344-2221. And this is New Beginnings. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Well, I have to tell you, a few weeks ago, as I was working on the schedule of lessons, and I entitled the lesson for today, When You Don't Know What Is Going to Happen Next. Well, I carried that thought around with me, and I have to confess that often I discovered it was causing me anxiety and inner nervousness. Sometimes I don't know what's going on. Does that feeling ever develop within you? The other day I was shopping in Target. And I was kind of lost as I was smelling one scented candle after another. And you know, after about 10 of them, I tend to get a little bit lightheaded. And all of a sudden, a man at the end of the aisle said, "Do you have a problem with us?" I was startled in my bliss. I didn't understand what was happening. And then he said, "Yes, I'm talking to you." I didn't really know how to respond. And then suddenly, he ran down the aisle and out of the store. Well, I was still perplexed, and I set aside my feelings and centered myself, and I thought, that man must be very stressed about something. And I realized that likely it wasn't about me personally. And I held a brief prayer thought. May he find peace. That was a very brief, little, unexpected encounter compared to the activities in our cities and even around the world. This is a time of great change, but also a time for great discoveries in all areas of life. Stop and think, I'm sure you have many times, of every challenge that is upon us. We can be overwhelmed with fear, anxiety, or at the very least, annoyance. Or we can be energized by the possibilities before our world for healing, justice, discovery, transformation, and awakening. Think of the new skills we are acquiring, the possibilities in education, science, technology, social justice, and much more. Just look right here and right now. Before social distancing and the stay-at-home orders began, this Sunday service didn't go beyond these walls. Although we have distributed audio recordings of the lesson for a long time, however, through this online service, we're reaching out beyond these sanctuary walls. I'll just stop and say hello now to our friends outside the Twin Cities. I know you're watching this morning in Iowa, Missouri, Florida, New York, and I'm sure places that I'm not even aware of yet. New friends joining our community through this marvel of technology. There are millions of expansive discoveries going on around the world. When we don't know what's going to happen next, we must begin with our expectations. The late Eric Butterworth, beloved Unity minister and author in New York City, claimed in several of his books that what we attract is not what we pray for, nor what we are, but instead we attract what we expect. What we expect. I'm sure he shocked those in his church and the readers of his books, because we're very often trained by habit to believe that if we hold the right prayers, say the right words, then everything in our life will balance out. But Eric Butterworth wanted to be very clear that there's something more essential, something deeper in us than the outer words, the formal prayers. It is the consistent expectation we hold. Are we dreading all of these problems in our communities? Or are we anticipating all the discoveries? Are we isolating in our personal routines? Or are we opening to new communal experiences and connections? The results truly are up to us, up to our approach to each experience and each new day. Now, here's a little interesting story that I would like to share with you. Shiva and Shakti, the divine couple in Hinduism, are in their heavenly abode and watching over the earth. They are touched by the challenges of human life, the complexities of human reactions, and the ever-present place of suffering in the human experience. As they watch, Shakti spies a miserable, poor man walking down the road. His clothes are shabby, and his sandals are tied to his feet with rope. Her heart is wrung with compassion. Touched by his essential goodness and his struggle, Shakti turns to her divine husband and implores him to give this man some gold. Shiva looks at the man for a long moment. "My dearest wife," he says, "I cannot do that." Shakti is astounded. "Why, what do you mean, husband? You are the Lord of the universe. Why can't you do this simple thing?" "I cannot give this to him because he is not yet ready to receive it," Shiva replies. Shakti becomes angry. "Do you mean to say that you cannot drop a bag of gold in his path?" "Surely I can," Shiva replies, "but that is quite another thing." "Please, husband," says Shakti. And so Shiva drops a bag of gold in the man's path. The man, meanwhile, walks along, thinking to himself, "I wonder if I will find dinner tonight, or shall I go hungry again?" Turning a bend in the road, he sees something on the path in his way. "Look there," he says, "a large rock. How fortunate that I have seen it. I might have torn these poor sandals of mine even further."
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.